Let's get right to it, and let's get to our first guest. And it is a veteran of stage and screen. It is the Broadway star, Francis Jew, and he's here to talk about the San Francisco Mime Troupe's Tales of the Resistance, Volume 2, Persistence. It is an original radio serial, which is going to begin here on the 4th of July and run through September 5th. And first questions first, I have to say, as everyone else listening would be, is how do you do mime on the radio, Francis?
Yes, that was my question when they called me about it. For many decades, have been called the San Francisco Mime Troupe using the sort of classical definition of the word mime, which is the same root of the word for imitate, and that is to provide archetypes, to provide exaggerations of daily life, to provide sort of a social commentary, political commentary. So it's theater as a reflection of life.
Oh. Is this connected to... hi, this is Jan Wall. It's really great to talk to you about this. First of all, the history of the Mime Troupe is so cool. But second of all, I mean, I was sort of part of that back in the day in San Francisco, you know, hippie days. But, the Mime Troupe was very important. But I wanted to know, is this connected at all to the great radio serials, you know, of yore that we just hung on all the time?
Absolutely. They're using this radio serial as a way to comment on what is going on today, what is most on our minds now, you know, COVID, the shutdown, political turmoil, white supremacy, Black Lives Matter. But at the same time, they're using these classic radio serial styles like murder mysteries and classic romances and stuff like that, adventure stories that people used to listen to. So each episode mm-hmm. will have a storyline, and then we'll have another skit based on a particular historical event or on a particular part of American society. So you get more than just one storyline with each episode.
You know, we all, at least people my age, you know, growing up, Marcel Marceau, the only guy to talk, and Mel Brooks' silent movie with one swear word.
I love that.
And then when I was a kid, I really liked the Shields and Yarnell variety show. But since mm-hmm. Shields and Yarnell, right around the bicentennial, haven't heard a lot from mimes lately. What's going on in the mime world?
Well, what's amazing is that the San Francisco Mime Troupe, ironically, will not be silenced. They when the shutdown happened,
sure.
all theater across the country was shut down, and for the last 15 months has remained shut down, the entire industry. But the troupe, which used to tour to various parks and public areas with their shows, decided to do radio plays. In that fine tradition of radio plays, and has been able to reach audiences way beyond the Bay Area because of that. They have they started these serials last summer, and they're reprising them this summer, starting on July 4th, Sunday. But last year they had people from all over the world listening to their stories. So they've actually increased their reach. Yeah,
I just can't wait, because one of the things I love about radio serials, and I think you'll agree with this, Rick, is the sound effects are so amazing that they can do in these radio serials. I mean, it truly is theater of the mind. And secondly, the Mime Troupe has always been known for this really incredible dark wit. And so mm-hmm. I think that'll be part of the scene, too. Are there good sound effects?
There are, yeah. I haven't even seen all of the scripts yet. We have mm-hmm. one last episode to record next week. Mm-hmm. But what I have seen of the scripts, they have written in all of the Foley. That is the sound effects that are provided.
Right.
And some of the sound effects are provided by our voices, even.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be wild. I can't believe
mm-hmm.
it. And you know, the San Francisco Mime Troupe, I get so excited by them. They're just, you know, they've won a Tony,
yeah.
they've won an Obie. They've always prided themselves on being both agitation and entertainment. Mm-hmm. They've always been theater that is meant to open people's minds to new ways of thinking. And what better way than on the radio, where audience members are not just listening to a story, but are also providing the costumes, they're providing the lights and the scenery, and even the casting in their own minds. They're having to use their brains while listening. I'm surprised by how engaged I am when I'm listening to a play.
Let me tell you my favorite mime moment, just for fun. And it was it was years ago in Paris, and it was in a square. People were sitting around, you know, having their coffee outside, what have you. And a mime was walking around doing lots of little comedy bits and, you know, bugging people. But everybody else was laughing. But my favorite moment was this older woman, and she was holding her husband's elbow. And just for a second, she, like, took her hands off to look at some flowers or something. And the mime ran over and stood next to her. She grabbed his elbow. She walked like 50 feet with him, and then she turned and had the most, like, and she screamed. But the rest of us were just dying with laughter. To me, that was the height of mimetry, if that's a word.
And my height of mimetry is seeing Marcel Marceau and getting to interview him. And do you know that he became a mime as a child because it was Nazi Germany that had taken over his town in France, and the Nazis were just waiting for French kids to, you know, round them up and kill them. And instead, he learned how to mime with his brother so they could never hear their voices. The Nazis could not hear his voices. So there's a real seriousness to Marcel Marceau's story.
Yeah, French Resistance
Absolutely.
Got the Croix de Guerre.
Helped people
escape into Switzerland over and over again, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Marcel Marceau is really, aside that I grew up watching him, but, you know, I also remember so much of the mime troupe because they were so radical. I mean, God, the things they used to do in Columbus Park, you know, there on North Beach.
Mm-hmm.
They used to just make us, I mean, they're just, like you said, it's theater of sort of agitation, and that's fun. And I really look forward to hearing this.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what people think. I mean, the storyline that I'm involved in, I'm playing an Asian American Antifa activist who is put in jail for resisting arrest, and I share a cell with a radical drag queen, and so of course in mime troupe, you know, tradition, it's a classic love story, and we get broken out of jail by members of a white nationalist domestic terrorist cell. And so we sort of infiltrate this white supremacist group by accident. It's exactly the kind of thing the mime troupe does, is getting, you know, people together and seeing what happens.
All right. Well, it's Tales of Resistance, Volume 2, Persistence, and it's from the San Francisco Mime Troupe. It's going to start here on the 4th of July and go through September 5th. And for more information, go to sfmt.org. We've been speaking with Francis Ju. Francis, thanks for coming by, and have fun with it.
Thanks so much, Rick. And Jan, I have been a fan of yours forever. I am just so honored to speak to you.
Great.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate it, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Very cool.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with Rick Tittle and Jan Wall.